Miami Art Exchange, your source for news, reviews, commentary, art, culture, and events calendar, presents Studio Praxis Podcast Radio with your host, Onaji Day. Right at this moment when the idea of what a museum can mean to us as a result of Miami Art Museum's naming of a new director, Miami Art Exchange would like to provide you with an excerpt of a conversation between Charlie Rose and Tom Krenz, who is the director of the Guggenheim Museum.
And if a contemporary museum, by definition, wants to take a look at international contemporary art, at global cultural ideas, it has to make itself open and available to looking at some of those cultures and in doing things that are not part of its narrowly defined late 19th century to the present original mandate.
Do you think your arguments on this have resonance?
I think that we have a platform. I mean, I think that you referred earlier to there's a great deal of controversy about the Guggenheim. I think it would be fair to say that I'm one of the more controversial figures in this particular field.
You clearly are. But I would welcome that about you.
Well, precisely. I mean, I don't think it's anything necessarily to be resisted, given the fact that you respect, I think, the boundaries of what these institutions were originally created to do. One of the things to recognize about any institution, whether it's an educational institution, whether it's a television studio, or whether it's an art museum, is that there are businesses. I mean, there are businesses that are very complex by nature, and they all require different things.
And they require management skill.
They require in different types and different kinds of management skill. I mean, if you look at the economics of an art museum, you come to the conclusion very quickly that revenues from admissions will probably at best only cover about 20% of an operating cost. So where did the other 80 come from? Well, first of all and foremost, you have to get it from the private sector. Individual trustees raising an endowment and annual contributions at a very significant level, I mean an extremely significant level, have to take place. So a bond of trust has to be established between a board of trustees, between your major donors and the institution. People can be drawn to that institution by those ideas. They can be drawn to that institution for that particular vision. And the difference in vision of institutions also can be expressed in the different characters of their constituencies. So I think you have to do that. Whether or not our vision or the Guggenheim vision or my vision for the future of art museums turns out to be valid or not remains to be seen.
Well, remains to be seen, and what will determine whether it is a powerful vision?
I think history will determine that. I mean, just like most things, you know, what will determine a successful presidential administration?
Okay, but who's following your model then would be another thing. The idea of, as you said, what you hope to do with exhibitions at Guggenheim.
Well, I wonder how much actually we do that is different from other institutions. I mean, for example, the major museums in the world develop projects together. They exchange exhibitions.
The entire audio and video from the Charlie Rose Show is available on Charlie Rose's website if you care to make a purchase of the full track. I've only just provided just an excerpt. I want to thank you all for listening, and I will see you soon.